Well, I said I'd bring you a few of the sights and sounds of Ghana, and I'm now in downtown Accra. I'm in the main marketplace where there's an awful lot going on, and it really is just a whole assault of sound and smell. And also the sights are incredible as well. The gentleman who's serving the kebabs just over here, and he has all sorts cooking on the grill, he's wearing a nice Chelsea shirt with the old Samsung sponsor on it as well. He's cooking all different kinds of kebabs. There's a half chicken as well that looks like it's been well and truly Nando'd. If I look a little bit further away, then there's a whole host of cartoons, from the Disney ones to everything else. Then there's a display of Nokias and Blackberries and iPhones and what have you. And you keep walking a little bit further down, and in front of me there's a whole load of brightly coloured fluorescent brushes, as well as a stand just next to it selling a whole load of limes. And now wandering past a whole load of fish that have been cooked, the ladies carrying them on their heads. And walking a little bit further down, it just calms down ever so slightly. There's another barbecue to the left hand side where the lady has a whole load of fish. And then just in front of us there's a whole load of spices, stacks of them all together, all piled up here. So you get an idea of some of the sound and some of the calmness that's down here in this part of Accra, but it is very much part of downtown. As a gentleman wanders past trying to sell me a belt, amongst other things, but you can maybe just hear the sound of the fish being cooked here. Let's see whether we can get a... What kind of fish is this?
Tilapia.
It's a what?
Tilapia. It's called tilapia.
A lapia. And it was, when was it caught? When was it caught?
When?
When? Yeah, today, yesterday?
No, it was last
week. It smells...
It's so fresh.
It smells amazing. And can I ask you a question for the BBC? What is the sauce you're putting on it?
It's a listen, herbs, spices. A lot of spices mixed together with ginger and garlic.
And is it hot when you eat it?
Yeah, it's hot.
And is it a nice fish? Is it a good fish?
It's a nice fish, yes. It's very nice when you taste it.
And how much does one of these cost to buy?
It's 10 cedi per one.
It's how much?
10 cedi.
Wow. Which is about £3 in English money. And what's your name again, sorry?
I'm Esther.
Esther. Thank you very much. I appreciate
You're
your
welcome.
Time. It's very good.
You're welcome.
It smells absolutely amazing, Esther, cooking her fish. And I'm back here with Sully. Sully, you're guiding me around this place. Tell me all about it.
This is the Rawlings Park. It's like a central commercial parking area in Accra. So traders come and park their cars here and get into the markets and shop. But the hawkers have turned this place into a marketplace as well. So you can see people selling all sorts of stuff. From spectacles to jerseys to meat, everything. Good drinks, water, everything. It's a busy place, buzzing with activities. You should come and see here.
And you just grabbed some kebabs. Are they any good?
Yeah, I want to give you two of them.
Okay.
You know, so good. Beef kebab.
Beef.
Yeah.
Okay, let me try this beef kebab then. Fresh off the grill. You shouldn't do this, eat and talk on the radio at the same time, but... tastes absolutely amazing. What's the spice they put on?
It's a thing of pepper and African spice. I don't know what the mix is, actually, but it's so popular here, so tasty. And I guess you like it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's it from downtown Accra for now. We'll try and post a few pictures as well on Twitter, on Facebook, of these kebabs and the fish that Esther was telling me about just a few moments ago.